In Tallahassee, a plan to provide health insurance for children with autism and other development disabilities was passed by a committee in the State House today. Tallahassee Democrat Lorraine Ausley said that the insurance provision was critical, but when the rest of the legislature convenes this weekend to work out the issue, they should slow down and look at everything else that needs to come together.
The proposal will increase the number of families who could receive health care coverage from KidCare, the state children's health insurance program, by paying for the full premium. The plan would also expand to cover speech, behavioral, and other therapies for children with developmental disabilities like autism, mental retardation, and cerebral palsy. Tallahassee Democrat Lorraine Ausley said that the insurance provision was critical, but said that when the rest of the legislature convenes this weekend to work out the issue, they should slow down and look at everything else that needs to come together.
This bill has everything that I care about in the legislative process. Children with disabilities, early childhood education, and kid care. Those are three things that I've worked on for 8 years. And I see this as an incredible opportunity to do great things around those three areas. The time is short, the money is short, and I want to make sure we're doing it right.
Like most of those on the House Health Care Council, Republican Gail Harrell from Port St. Lucie gave much praise to the chair of the Select Committee on Autism and Developmental Disorders, Orange County Republican Andy Gardner.
So many of our middle class families who don't qualify for Medicaid. We have a lot of families out there who do benefit in the lower spectrum, the lower economic spectrum. But we have a lot of middle class families who can't buy insurance. We heard that. You can't buy it. And now we're going to, with our own program, Healthy Kids, we're going to start the process of learning how to do this.
The program would also create a voluntary pre-kindergarten program for children with developmental disabilities. But although there was euphoria on one side of the aisle, other House members warned that the fiscal realities might not allow for the legislation to move forward. Hiawei Republican Rene Garcia says he has a godson who has autism and says he knows all the services such kids need. But he said that he's seen the financial stress on these families without health care coverage.
And I think that's the component that I have some concerns with, is when we start going into the kid care program and having less slots available to cover another fragment, portion of our children, which is the children with autism, I have issues with it. I have concerns because it scares me. It scares me as much as it scares me that children with autism are not getting the coverage that they need and deserve.
The program would limit health care coverage to those who would go on kid care to $36,000 annually and $108,000 overall. Broward County Democrat Ari Porth wants those caps lifted.
I think it's important, really important, vitally important, and important to so many families that cap be lifted to provide much-needed relief.
North Florida Republican Alan Hayes also warned the committee that it should be cautious, despite the excitement to be able to help out so many underprivileged.
We need to weigh every step against the possible fiscal impact. And I think it's time for us to invoke a well-worn business principle of under-promise and over-deliver instead of allowing families to build up false hopes that we now are going to step up to the plate and furnish endlessly the needs of these unfortunate people. I hope I'm not throwing cold water on the idea at all, but I just want us to proceed with deliberate cautiousness.
Healthcare Council Chairman Andy Bean said he'd like to fund the program as is, but realizes that will be a formidable challenge with budgetary concerns looming.
You know me. I'm going to be committed. I'm going to be there working, but also my fiscal duties of this council to bring in a balanced budget. They've thrown us a curveball this year with some of the challenges they've given us with what we have to do and our mission and the amount of money we have to do it.
The House and Senate will be working on health care issues over the weekend. The session ends a week from Friday. For WMNF News, I'm Mitch Perry.